This was our most awesome summer. Every day, Lisa and I packed peanut butter and blueberry jam sandwiches and hung out at the Richfield pool. Some older girls, like Melanie Fisher and her imitators, teased us because we didn't have two-piece bathing suits, but we didn't care. Like the day Melanie said to me, "Iris, that suit and your wet hair make you look like a third grader. I thought you'd want to know." And Lisa grabbed my arm and said so Melanie could hear her, "Ignore her, Iris. At least we swim at the swimming pool." We just didn't let them spoil our fun. Lisa and I grew up across the street from each other and were total buddies from day one. We played in her sandbox together, hid from her little brothers and sisters in her basement, went to camp and scouts, and played softball. I liked scouts and beading bracelets. She liked playing softball and canoeing. Me, not so much. But we both loved the pool. My mom dropped us off, and her mom picked us up. And if we were really lucky, her mom would take us to the bead store or to a movie. One hot June afternoon, Lisa's mom took us to see the movie Don't You Dare. That's when we first saw Lola Bae acting. We'd heard her on KDQB while we were at the pool, and we loved her songs, but since she'd won a Grammy, she was popping up everywhere. Lola Bae played the part of a girl from a farm who ran away to the city and had to find ways to stay safe. It wasn't easy. She strummed guitar and sang on street corners so people would put dollars in a can by her feet. It was scary. If she hadn't met a really honest social worker lady at a shelter, it could have gone way bad. We fell in love with her and started watching her online. In her videos, she wore a V-neck black t-shirt and super baggy jeans and had lots of bracelets and rings. Her long hair was pulled up in a messy knot. She wrapped her arms around a big, fat acoustic guitar. She sang like Dua Lipa. And she wrote her own songs too, like Billie Eilish. And she growled at the best parts of the song, a little like Lizzo. Everything else stopped mattering. Lola Bae became our favorite singer, our summer obsession. We sang her songs over and over. We planned to start a fan club when school started and decorated membership cards. "And I'm gone," I growled. "Living so strong," Lisa growled. We squealed and held hands and jumped up and down. "This is so raw," Lisa said. Raw was her personal multi-purpose word. It meant hurrah, hiya, big whoop, or that sucks, depending. "We could be her backup singers," I said. "She's only 17, not that much older than us. By the time we're out of high school, she'll still be kind of young." We downloaded all her songs and played them over and over. We practiced the moves on the videos. "We have to learn all the words to all the songs," said Lisa. "Play that one again," I said. "Did you hear how she came in with the backup singers during part of the harmony?" We begged our mothers for black t-shirts. "It has to have a V-neck, Mom," I cried when she came up to my room saying she'd bought a regular t-shirt. "I couldn't find a black V-neck t-shirt in your size," she said. "Ugh, no, Mom, I need a V-neck." I said they didn't have them. She put the bag down and turned to leave. "Close my door so Ian and Echo don't come in." Ian and Echo were my 2.5-year-old twin brother and sister, total tornadoes on toddler feet. She shook her head and shut the door behind her, saying, "You're welcome." The bag sat on my desk, daring me to open it. A regular t-shirt was just wrong. Finally, I took it out. The shirt wasn't the worst. I put it on and yanked at the round neck to pull it into a V. A small paper bag with polka-dotted tissue was poking out of the t-shirt bag. When I dumped it out on the bed, 4 beaded bracelets and a ring with a happy face fell out. They were cool. Very Lola Bae-like. I sighed. I opened my bedroom door and yelled down the stairs, "Thank you for the bracelets and the ring! I love you, Mom!" I was not going to thank her for the t-shirt. I put on my best ripped jeans, the t-shirt, and the jewelry, and checked myself out in the mirror. I tucked a part of the shirt into my waistband the way Lola Bae did.